lie. I be rolling with you, mommy. I be feeling the motion. When I'm inside you, I be deep as the ocean. When it comes to your love, can't lie. It be strong as a potion. That's why me and you forever be coasting. Let's roll. Co-pilot on the passenger side. Be so fly. Yeah. She so lit. We so high. Just me and my chick. Yeah. Just me and my chick. Yeah. Co-pilot.
Yo, what's up, y'all? Y'all know what it is, man. It's another one, man. I'm your boy, Ron One, and welcome. Welcome to Sparking Conversation. Y'all know what I do each and every week. I get up here and I talk to some of the world's most interesting people. And, you know, tonight is the same thing, right? You know, I got to start the show off like I do each and every week, which is giving thanks. Giving thanks to all the people that download the audio version of this particular podcast platform. I definitely appreciate y'all because, like I said, it takes a lot for people to just really want to focus in on somebody when they just want to hear what they got to say. So I'm very thankful for that because, you know, like I said, everything that goes on in the world right now is based on what you see, right? It's based on multiple senses at one time. So thank y'all. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Also, want to give a super shout out, right? I want to give a super shout out to all the products and businesses that's been working alongside of me, right? So we want to give a double shout out to Java Burn and Java Tea, right? So if you guys are into the business of drinking coffee, right? That's the thing that you drink. It's a must daily drink that you must have, right? Now there's an opportunity for you guys to be able to put something in your coffee that goes with coffee that can help burn some of them calories off that you may be sitting on. You know, a lot of people that they work every day, they sit down all day, right? So anything that you can do to help suppress your appetite and not have you just sitting and eating and snacking throughout the day because you know, you're using that as a means to try to stay awake too, you know? You know, Java Burn, Java Tea, dope, super dope. Links in the description. Make sure y'all check them out, right? Okay. All right. So another thing. So a lot of people have been hitting me up about second round. I'm like, yo, what's that? And all that. So look, the links is up there. I want y'all to go check it out. Now, second round, it does a whole lot. And we understand, too, that a lot of things that people deal with on a regular basis is because they don't get the right minerals in their body. And for some reason, you know, the average multivitamin, it doesn't really do the, you know, what it needs to do for those people that look like me. And what I mean by that is that, yeah, multivitamins will work for certain people the way that it is and certain things. But then there's certain things that just go along with our genetics that we need to make sure that's in our bodies that we don't. And a lot of these multivitamins that you buy over the counter do not. So a lot of times people's life or things are not functioning correctly because they don't have the right things inside of them to help fight some of the things that they're allowing to come into their body. Because let's face it, a lot of people say things like, yo, you know, the environment has this in it. It's the air has this in it. Water has this in it. They're putting this in the food. So what most people do have just accepted it, right? And just said, yo, you know what? They're doing it anyway. So ain't nothing we can do about it. I'm just going to do it. Instead of figuring out ways that, listen, if you're going to put certain things in your body or if things are that you know are being, in, you know, digested into your body, even if you're not wanting those things, then why wouldn't you do the things to help dispel those things out of your body, right? To help detox your body. So what Second Round does, it does a whole lot. That's why I want you guys to click on the links in the description. Check out Second Round. Read everything that it actually does. And yeah, it is one of those things that will work for those people that may need a little extra boost in certain places, right? But for the most part, I just want you guys to go out there, check it out, read the information and all the things that it helps with, and then make your decision from there. But you know that what we do on this platform is that we like to inform, right? We like to inform the people to let them know that it's a lot of things out there that's been hidden from us and kept from us for a long time. And you know, things that deal with our health is really important. And, you know, some people take that for granted, right? Because, you know, for so long, we've been told to trust the doctors, right? Trust the doctors. Whatever your doctors say, that's what you trust. But when you guys see this logo, I want y'all to click on the link, check it out. Info is right there. And then make your decision from there. Let's just make something happen, right? Just, you know, check it out. All right, so look, I have some guests set to come on tonight. Hopefully they come on. But like I said, you know, a lot of times when you're doing your platforms and stuff like that, you have to always be prepared no matter what, right? Because everything don't always work out the way that you plan it. Some of these things be scheduled out weeks ahead of time. And, you know, I do run a pretty professional setup, you know. Communicate with people in between shows, from shows, you know, around it, and just make sure that my guests know that it's important that I feel like it's important that they be on the platform, right? So I don't take it for granted. I don't just set people weeks out and then not communicate with them in between to let them know how much I appreciate the fact that they want to come on and tell their story. But sometimes, you know, things happen in people's lives that be real life. And far be it for me to take it personal if sometimes people don't show up. You know, I feel like in this platform game, in the sense of you really feeling like this is something you want to do, you know, you're going to go through whatever that training is in order for you to really feel like if this is something for you. Right. I think what the misconception is about having a gift or having a purpose, right, is that when people correlate their gift and their purpose to, you know, it being given from God and their relationship with God, they put those two things together to feel like because of the relationship they have with God, the road should be easier to whichever way that they're supposed to be going, like, or where the destination that they're looking to get, whether, you know, people start these platforms because they see that people can make a quick buck. They get these platforms so they can just talk their point of view because of maybe something they went through. Because, you know, a lot of people got platforms that are niche-based platforms where they only talk about particular things, whether it's relationships, whether it's, you know, high value, low value, whether it's cars, whether, you know, y'all know the vibe, yo. It's so many different things where people just have a niche of what they talk about. But on Sparking Conversation, we don't. So it's a thing where, you know, you're going to have to go through all those little ups and downs, all the hurdles that I talked about last week. It's like, yo, when you look at your life, do you see things that, you know, that obstacles in your life? Do you see them as a wall or do you see them as a hurdle? And the reason why I say that, because either way, you're going to have something in your way in life. Life is not going to be set up for you just to have everything easy, or it's going to go the way you want it to go because you feel like you have a certain relationship with the Creator. Because what the Creator does is like anybody does, or like anything does, in order for you to go to the next level, you got to get tested and you got to be branded. And sometimes, you know, you got to make sure that you can hold the platform that you start or your business. You got to make sure you hold it down. Shit, it's the same thing. If you started a fast food restaurant, I don't care who you are, what your name is. You started a fast food restaurant. Sometimes until you get the right leadership in there, then you got to be in there. Right. So far be it when you don't have partners. And then, you know, if you work in something like that, that requires two shifts, and then you're the person that got to make sure it go on. That means you got to work double shift until you get the right people in there. Now, you might have people to run the operation as far as like all the things that's necessary in order for you to get whatever you service you're selling out. But as far as on the management tip and making sure that everything run behind the scene, making sure that stock is up and all these other things, when it comes down to making sure supplies and everything that you got there to be able to make the money and make your transactions. And it take a lot to put the right leadership in place. So sometimes you as an owner or you as a creator got to be the one to jump in the pool or jump in the water or jump on fries, right? You got to put your ego and pride aside, jump on fries. You know, it's easy for somebody to say, yo, I had a guest scheduled and now the guest ain't coming, so I ain't going to do the show. Let me just show a rerun. And let me just show. No, it's like, yo, keep going, because it's so much going on in the world. That's why I'm so thankful that I don't have a niche-based platform to where I can't talk about everything that's going on, because, you know, it's a conversation piece. So I got the comments wide open. So hopefully my guests, there's something going on. Maybe they'll jump on in a little bit. But if not, you know, whatever topics that I'm going to talk about tonight, if you guys feel, you know, that is something that you want to talk about, then you know what to do. Jump in the comments and let me know what's going on, right? And how you feel about what's being said, because it's a lot to talk about, right? And I want to talk about a few things. I want to talk about what people don't consider about success, like based on what I was saying earlier. It's a workload to success, right? It's not going to be this overnight quick fix thing just because it's you. You do not get the privilege of just thinking that it's just going to happen on your time. It's like you got to realize that no matter between you or the richest person in the world, let's just say Bill Gates. Some people say, no, not Bill Gates. They say Elon Musk. They say Elon Musk is the richest man in the world, right? Because he has hundreds of billions of dollars in his access, so to speak. And so they feel like, you know, he's a you know, the richest man in the world. You know what I mean? But the only difference between him and a person that don't have even $100 in their name right now is what they do with the time that they get. It doesn't make another person smarter, or doesn't mean that they don't have the same opportunities or whatever. Because when you think about people who grow up in the hood, right, it's a lot of people in there that share the same common thing, but then the one thing that they don't do is work together. And I'm going to tell you, because the one thing about poverty, what it shows you is that you find a way to make ends meet. But that's the most basic mindset that you can have, is just making your ends meet. Because in your struggle of whatever it is, when you're trying to figure out your purpose, or if you find your purpose and you on your road to it, either way it go, it ain't going to be no easy task for you to make sure that you can stay resilient and get into the places that you want to go, because you're going to be attacked by all kinds of things outside that'll be set up to discourage you. You may be going through a thing where, you know, you might have all these things in order, and then now you're at this place where, yo, all I need is this extra little bit in order for me to get over. And then all of a sudden, the IRS may come for something. Then it's some tax thing over here from something. Or then it's, you know, out of nowhere, your car breakdown. You know, something that causes you to have to take a lump sum, or for you to have to go through some financial difficulty on your road to where you're going. And in that particular space, it's a lot that can happen. Number one, that thing that can happen, it'll test your resilience, it'll test your mindset in order for you to either be like, yo, I'm a victim, have the victim mentality, or have the overcome mentality, like, yo, no matter what I'm facing, I'm going to keep going and I'm going to keep moving forward. What I can't do financially because I'm being attacked over here all of a sudden, then I'm going to have to use my brain to do all the other things around it that is in the background that doesn't really cost a dollar, but cost time. And I still need to get it done regardless of if I was getting attacked by finances or not. That's another mindset. The second thing that you're going to figure out is if you got the right people around you, because what happens is when you're going through something, then you can really see, because these people that are around you, they're getting tested too, that they don't know. Because it's something in their life that they want and they feel like they deserve. But they got to realize, too, that they go through a test, too, to feel like if you even deserve what you're asking for. So a lot of times, in order for people to get the things that they want, they got to be the things that they want. And some people don't realize that they just being just as much as a test. So when that happens, and you see the people around you, how they rally when they know that you're down, how, you know, they feel, they find a way to fixate themselves in the mindset of saying, I know this person. I know this person ain't going to give up. I know this person going to try. Whatever we got going on right now is what we got going on. Now, how many of y'all got people in your life like that, whether it's your family, whether it's friends? Because I know a lot of people who got this thing that they call a best friend. I know. It's a lot of people who say they have what they call a best friend. The only thing that I don't get is that whenever people consider, not everybody, some people got real best friends out here, right, that really come through for them, that really hold them down when they need them in the whole nine. So I get that. But what I'm saying to you, it's a lot more people that throw the word best friend and friends out there that are never there when you need them. You know what? Because think about it. All you got to do is have something simple like, you know, you need to move. Need to move, and then throw it out there to the people that you consider your friends or the closest things to you, and figure out if you really got friends. And it's the same thing when you're going through something, right? When you're being attacked through something and you know that you're going through something spiritual, right? Because of the way that you're being attacked. Everybody's not attacked in the same way, right? But when you're going through something in a certain space or a certain place, then you know you're being attacked spiritually, not in the sense of being attacked to tear you down, but in order for you to feel, to see if you've been in the gym practicing your defense, moving your head, you know, being able to feint, being able to know if you could dodge that jab, because what's going to happen is you're going to have to go through that. It's not like you're not. So the people around you, too, they get tested, too, to see how they're going to treat you when you're going through something, right? Because it comes back. Because then whenever you do get on your feet, it's just more of what the people are, that it's just more of the people, no matter how close they are, setting up their own no. Because it's all a part of it. You know what I mean? Because, you know, what I know about God is that, you know, this is just me. I'm not saying it's like this for everybody else. I just said from what I figured out about God so far, and I'm not saying that it don't work this way for everybody. The one thing about it is that the whole thing about don't touch God's anointing, or don't put yourself in a position where you go against God's anointing, I really believe that's real. The only problem is it's very few people that really could look outside of themselves to see if the person that they're around or the people that they're around are God's anointed. And it's kind of simple for you to figure it out. And it's just based on the mindset of the people, the spirit of the person. What do people do outside of what they say? You know what I mean? Because I hear all the time people say, you know, this thing when they say, yo, actions speak louder than words. So if that's the case, and that's a real thing where actions speak louder than words, then that means that why wouldn't more people go look at you and look at everything based on your actions and not just look at what it looked like right now? You know what I mean? Because if you kind of put yourself in that position, you'll be at work, right? Most of the people that got a job, you could be at work and you could look at your job and you could look at the people around you and you'll hear the complaining by so many people who work at the same job, but yet and still, they still work there. But they so engulfed in complaining about the job, but they still worked it. And that's how it is about life. You know, you have so many people who complaining about stuff or whatever, but don't do what they need to do to change it. You know what I mean? Or won't pull up because people got this thing in their mind about who's supposed to do what. But you got to understand, too, like, that whole thing about going the extra mile, that applies for anything. It's a lot of people who work for certain companies or work for certain people, and they only do the bare minimum. They do the basic bare minimum because for them, they're only doing what they feel like they get paid to do, going above and beyond. And then if they don't get recognized for it, it's an automatic discouragement thing. Because most people that's counting everything they do, they want to be recognized for what they do. I want to be seen thing. I want to, you know, and so you got to be mentally prepared for that because you got to be around these people mostly every day. You'll be around these people more than you be around your people that you have at home. If you have people at home, I understand everybody don't have any people, but you be around these people that you work with or work around, however you make your living, probably more as far as the hours consecutively, not time-based, but just the hours consecutively, you'll be around these people more than the people that you are around your way or your family or whatever. And you are dealing with that mindset each and every day. And for you, either you don't indulge in the complaining when people complain, or you remove yourself. This ain't the energy for me. This ain't the place for me anyway. But very few people could look at their life and say that, right? Because another action that's taking place is like, first of all, I didn't say this earlier in the show, and I should have, you know, there's been a lot of people passing recently. So we got to say, you know, rest in peace to Dikembe Mutombo, one of the NBA's legends for having one of the most feared men down in the paint when you coming down there with all that fancy shit, thinking you about to dunk, thinking you about to lay it up. Nah, he was swatting everything away to the point where they recognized that much of his gift of his basketball skills that, you know, he went around doing commercials for a while, just blocking people's shots and shit like that. But, you know, he's no longer here with us. So rest in peace and you know, condolences to his family and everybody else that's grieving right now and going through, you know, what they need to go through to help heal themselves going forward, you know, by losing one of the greats. Another great that has passed away, which is an East Orange, New Jersey great, which I can relate to, you know what I'm saying, is John Amos, man, from Good Times, you know, the pops from Good Times. And, you know, rest in peace to him. He had an iconic role during the time where, you know, in the 70s, where, you know, black men, they were present in the home until then, until they weren't, you know, until an incentive came. And then the women no longer, or even some of the men, let's be honest, they went along with the plan, right? Because of the way it was set up. You know, they're going to give you something free. All right, I'm going to act like I don't live here. I'm not going to be on the lease. I'm not going to be on none of the bills. And, you know, I'm going to be in and out as much as possible, but I got to be ready for inspection. You know, all that other shit that went on. But during the time for Good Times, I know a lot of people laughed at things that was going on, but during the time of the writers of the Good Times, if you notice, as the seasons went on, it came a point in time where, you know, the dad was no longer in the home and he wasn't killed off, or he didn't die or anything like that. He just was no longer in the home. And, you know, in that particular scenario, I know a lot of people don't think about this, but, you know, for at least 40 something years, if not more, maybe let's go a little bit more than that. Let's go at least 50 years or so. At least 50 years or so, it might be a little longer than that, but let's just say average about 50 years or so. For about 50 years or so, you know, women, they have been incentivized for the man not to be in the house, right? And so the iconic role from John Amos that he played also shed a light on that. But I guess in most people's eyes, they skip over a lot of the messages that be in the program and that they put out there because of the entertainment value. Most people be wanting to see if they entertain, just like the movie Get Out. So many people were disappointed about not being scared that they missed the message. They missed the whole reason about what the movie was about. And that they really are taking your consciousness and being able to take your consciousness and transfer it. They found out, and I know a lot of y'all could go look this up. You ain't got to take my word for it, but they found out that on the, like, one strand of DNA that they could hold up to about 60 supercomputers worth of information on one piece of DNA. Now think about all of the strands and all of the DNA in your body. You know what I mean? That's why I feel like, you know, spiritually, a lot of us get these downloads of information, you know, because of so much stuff that's in our genetics, in our genes that's been passed down throughout all the years. Some of us know how to do things, but don't know how we know how to do things. There's some people that have certain gifts of being able to pick up on things, energy and feelings, but don't know how they're able to do it, you know. And then some people, they know how they're able to do it, but they don't explain it because they worried about the way it's going to come off to other people, because there's so many people that are skeptical, or you have so many people that feel like they got the same thing you got, or not more, or whatever, but not understanding there is a difference in certain gifts and talents that people have. It's not just the fact that everybody don't have them. That's the one thing that we should never do, is think that the people opposite of you don't have one, because they do. You know, it's a lot of people who do. They just don't use it because they don't consider it that, right? But it be that. And you know, doing the right thing is not always a thing that people do when they're in power. So for those of us that are in control of our own life, to know how to do the right thing is to really live yourself, understanding that if it's another level that you're trying to go to and it's really what you want, that you're going to be tested in that. I don't care what it is. If it's in your family, you want a higher level of in your family, you're going to be tested in that. If you want a partner that you know can go through thick and thin and want to be there for you and know that you can count on them, then you're going to go through something. They're going to put you in a position where you could be counted on. Because if you want to be counted on, or you want to count on them, so I should say, then you got to be the person that could be. It's like, no one wants to understand that particular part of whatever relationship that you have, business, personal, whatever business and personal is most relationships that people have, but friendship and all this other shit that could be included into, you know, your personal relationships. But in between those, it got to be a balance in not what you do. It got to be a balance in the mindset of what the direction of where everybody want to go. It should not be no group of nowhere where there's multiple adults and they're not on the same page as the direction they want to go. And that goes for at work as well. You be a part of a team at work. And one person, it's like, yo, what we doing? Like, yo, didn't you got certain places where if you're in production, oh, these people going to put y'all against each other. They're going to set up the way you can only get one or two bonuses out of 8-9 people. So now you got these people against each other in order to create competition for them to chase just this one couple of things when the budget shows that you got enough to pay everybody. Just like we know about inflation. Like, we understand that y'all keep talking about inflation, but, you know, the wages that, you know, for people to help balance out inflation is not happening. But then there's money being sent everywhere else. Let's look at what's going on now with this strike, you know. The port strike of the East Coast, the West Coast ports are still open, right? But the East Coast ports, they going through a strike because they like, yo, we need our wages boosted. The government is sitting up here acting like they dumbfounded, or my bad, the people in charge right now, right? Which is the same people running for re-election, right? And all these other things. So look, you don't have to be a certain a party affiliate to look at what's going on in the world to know whether something is right or wrong. Y'all know that, man. These people out here that work on these docks and on these longshoremen's and all these shits, yo, they work mad long hours. Yo, listen, they making good money compared to what other people are making when it comes down to, you know, what it looks like. But compared to the work they do and the hours they got to put in and the way they got to be gone and all this other shit, the clearance that they got to have, the way they got to maintain their life so they don't lose that clearance, because you got to have special clearance even to get on a port. Oh, trust me, you're not just walking on no port where these ships come in as a regular civilian. Like, you just going to walk around like, yo, let me see what's in these containers. Now, that ain't happening. You got to have certain special clearance to get anywhere around it, which means that the government got to know every nook and cranny about you just based on you going to submit fingerprints and all this other shit. So you're not just getting on the dock. So then you got to live a certain lifestyle, too, because, yo, all your shit is there. You can't do nothing. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, yo, you there, all your information, you have to give it up. You're not like some of these other people out here who, you know, some people live so low below the radar, like they got to really do something and get caught in DNA somewhere in order for people to find out who they are, like the illegals that's here. But y'all know that I looked up some information, which I know probably all of y'all have by now because of the fear factor, right? Because so many people have been passing around information. Oh, my God, go out there and get you some stuff, yo. Go get you milk. Go get you a bunch of shit that you cannot. Look, the strike that they're saying is looking like from 5 to 7 days of the strike, which will cause a big rift just because it's a week, because they talking about billions of dollars a day that come through that port. Billions of dollars a day come through that port. So, yeah, 7 days straight of that, yo, that's paper that is going to be lost, or it's going to have to be reverted around and them cats are going to have to go through the West Coast ports, and then from the West Coast ports are going to have to be shipped to the East Coast, which means that it's going to take a lot longer for certain shit to get to people. So all that holiday stuff that people on, this all this stuff based around the election, I don't know if y'all really looking at that, yo, for real. The tactics that was used for the last election in order for certain people to get into power, they can't do that this time. You also, they're using everything else. Let's look, the people that work on these docks, y'all, I promise y'all, if y'all would just do the research on what goes into working on these ports and on these docks and stuff like that, y'all will understand. It's just like what, you know, in certain countries, like I was in Puerto Rico, not this time, but a time before, and the police was out there protesting too, because they don't even get health insurance over there, yo. They out here risking their life and all that other shit, and they gotta pay for their own health. Like, they don't even get health insurance. Like, kind of think about that, yo. As risky as a job as it is to be a police officer. Now, I'm not, you look, I know everybody gonna be like, yo, don't try to big up the police because the things that's happened to you personally, and I respect that. Let's just say I respect that, right? And I know that. I've talked to plenty of parents up here who dealt with the police on the opposite end, which was not good, and they fatally took their children away and their loved ones and stuff like that. So, no, I know that there's a discord in between, you know, regular civilian people and the police. I know that. But, like, all things, y'all, all people are not, all the police officers are not bad. There are some really good police officers, and there's some people out here, if the police wasn't around, that situation that they was going through, they wouldn't have got the help they needed when they needed it. So, look, it's like that with everything. It's just like being the skin color. I hate to call it black. That's why I always refer to it as being the skin color, people of color, brown, whatever you want to call us, because I don't like to identify as a color. This shirt is black. I am not the same color as this shirt. So for me to walk around here calling myself a color, it's not giving me no sense of identity. But not to get too far off my point, my point is not that. My point is that when you look at what people actually have to go through to make their living, don't judge how much they make off of that. Most people judge entrepreneurs. You know what I mean? People out here hate millionaires and billionaires and thinking that they the problem because they got all this money. But y'all don't understand the problems that they go through to have all that money or to keep all that money. It's not a person alive that got all that money that the world don't know about, that people are not trying to take it from them, yo. Word. Like, yo, don't ever think that just because a person has more that it seem like in assets and, you know, monetary gains that it looks like they got a better life. It's just as many millionaires that commit suicide as people who are broke. Don't ever get it twisted, yo. Don't think that money is, people have had this fear of money being the root of all evil, money being this, that, and the third. No, if they say money is the root of all evil, that means that most people do a lot of dumb shit for money. That's a choice that people are making for money. And then what's on the money? I don't care what nobody say. Look, there are pictures of people on the money. And my bad if y'all don't want to see it is that, but y'all going through all these things for those people on the money. So when they say that slavery is a choice, when Kanye put out there slavery is a choice, the black community was up in all in an uproar and mad because they talking about, yo, he up here talking about we chose to be in slavery and all that other shit. But nah, we just choose it right now. We choose to be in a mental slavery right now because look at all the foul shit people will do for a dollar for the same people who own slaves. All the people that's on the dollar own slaves. Every last one of them own slaves. So I don't understand, right? They had this argument too today. I was looking at and they were talking about reparations and they had a black Republican on the Breakfast Club, and he was talking about why he voted against reparations. He was saying because, you know, he felt like if they pay reparations, that he felt like that the government was setting it up to come from the descendants of slave owners. And I'm like, yo, what? Wait a minute. That is, look, the country, the government, the whole system benefited off of free labor. What are you talking about? The only reason why it was a civil war anyway was not because they wasn't getting shit done for free. It was because they didn't want the monopoly of the people who was getting it, who were in the South. The North was like, yo, hold on. Y'all got to break some of that down. Y'all got to share some of that extra that y'all have. Because think about it. The people in the South who were owning slaves, they were doing the direct work that was being shipped. Okay, so let's just put it to y'all like that. So y'all remember when they had this thing that they did with alcohol? It was called Prohibition. Y'all remember that? Do y'all remember how they were making all of the alcohol that they were selling in the bars and the nightclubs and all that other shit? They was making it in the South. Y'all remember that, right? And then y'all remember how NASCAR racing started, right? Was because of alcohol runners, right? Because of people who can outrun the cops coming from the South to make it past the Mason-Dixon line to get up north and drop that shit off to these nightclubs. Because you got to remember all that nightlife and everything that was going on in New York and all the cities and all the casinos and all the other shit that was going on. They was getting that alcohol from the South. So look, y'all, listen to what I'm saying. It wasn't nothing going on out here where the whole country that people that was in charge didn't benefit off of it. That's it. The Civil War, they didn't go on the Civil War here over morality, you know, because they were talking about, yo, they wanted to end slavery because the people in the South was like, nah, we ain't giving y'all nothing. Y'all get all the stuff that y'all get already. That's it. We're not giving y'all that for free. We're not cutting into more than what y'all get. And that's what happened. So they went to war. Like, yo, y'all ain't going to give us nothing. It was like, nah. So they went to war against each other. And that's what I'm saying about the mentality of those people that are in charge. They'll kill each other. So when it comes down to this Republican and Democrat and all this other shit, if they'll do that to each other and use all of us in the middle to try to help win one other side or the other, what you think they're going to do to us now with this stuff that's going on now? Why you think so many of us are also split down the middle over a presidential election? Because we sitting up here talking about black and white still. We still emotionally running around here allowing somebody to tell us to do something off of emotion. Well, we got real shit going on out here, right? So for a week, it's a lot of people who not going to get a lot of shit because the main exports that come in from other places, which it shouldn't be, right, is fruits and meat. Now, let's think about this, for example, all this farmland out here. Now, I don't take up for Trump at all. I don't take up for none of these politicians. So I don't even want to hear y'all coming back from me because I'm stating facts, because this is all facts. But I remember when he was in turn, he blessed the farmers. We had way more situations going on because there was so much stuff grown here and developed here, especially when it comes to livestock. We didn't have, remember that. Remember the whole wing shortage thing didn't happen until it came through COVID. Like, remember that at the end of COVID when they were talking about they had a wing shortage, but they had legs and thighs and breasts out here crazy. So they had a bunch of chickens born with no wings. Now, I don't know what y'all thinking about, but it was just certain things that y'all know that they use as tactics to figure out how to get y'all in fear and know how y'all going to move. And that's the same thing everybody else did with this port thing. As soon as the report came out that the ports were going on strike, the shelves started getting empty, all this other stuff going on. Now people are aware, oh, man, it's about to be this and it's about to be that. All in fear, knowing that one thing that y'all ain't going to save. Somebody, if $1 billion or so is being, you know, not made because... Who getting the billions of something dollars? So what y'all saying? The people that's getting the billions of something dollars is going to walk around here and continue to not make billions of dollars? They're about to pay them people. They're going to have to. You can't keep sending money to Ukraine and Israel and all these other places doing all these proxy wars and all this other dumb shit. You send them trillions of dollars and all this other shit, and you mean to tell me you can't boost the wages of about 40-something thousand people? You know what I'm saying? You giving money for people from all countries, and these people that you giving money to over in these other places, they doing commercials and shit during the Super Bowl? So you mean to tell me they could take some of the money that you said that's coming from our tax dollars that you give to them for them to create commercials for the Super Bowl? Yo, y'all bugging. But hey, who am I, right? I guess I'm just somebody that get up here and pop a little bit of shit. But for the most part, I think all of these things are facts that people can go check out for themselves. It's like, yo, how many of y'all going to walk around here not informed? You're going to say dumb shit, but I bet you y'all will research some corny shit. Like, I bet you there's a bunch of y'all right now that won't research stuff like this, but your research, if you think somebody cheating on you, I bet you research that. I bet you your research, if it's a discount in a certain store you like, I bet you your research that. I bet you research ways you can get coupons or discounts or something to go get it done. I bet you research some dumb shit like that. But you won't research certain things that you know that can affect your life because you're not prepared because you don't know better. You don't have to be in fear, but you got to know what's going on, right? And know how to negate it. I be looking at things like, you know, all these new inventions and shit like that. But look, you know, so many people out here keep talking about what ain't there and what ain't have and what we don't got, but not really to be ready to be prepared for it if it do happen, right? But not living in fear, but just being in a position to say, yo, I understand what's going on out here. Let me just be in my bag and be prepared. That's it. Because look, the strike ain't going to last forever. It's going to get right. Yeah, so this might be a little Christmas or holiday where y'all can't get as many gifts as y'all want. So what? That's not what it's about anyway, or not supposed to be about anyway. So who cares? Yo, like, really, who cares? Like, nobody should be up in arms about not getting no Christmas gifts. That's the stupidest shit in the world. You got a bunch of people out here talking about they ain't getting no gifts, and it ain't even their birthday. Like, if you really kind of put it out there, If it's really about, it's supposed to be about the Savior's birthday, it ain't your birthday, so why are you upset if you don't get no gift? Yeah, I don't get it. There are a bunch of entitled people out here upset about because they're not going to be able to get no shipments from T-Boo for Christmas. Like, yo, y'all bugging. Y'all bugging. It's not even that serious. Because, you know, let's think about the people that's suffering through Hurricane Helene right now. Like, y'all got to really think about other shit going on. Like, yo, y'all ain't really trying to really put that together. Like, think, like how a hurricane that was disguised as a tropical storm, you know, just make that much, you know, like trajectory and travel that far, all those many miles of dry land. Like, I don't get it. And I know a lot of people probably that they might be meteorologists out here, right? A lot of people might be meteorologists when they like, yo, right, nah, I picked up all this energy from the ocean and then it drug itself around. But shit, even when the hurricanes come on this side, like on the East Coast, when they travel in and hit like, you know, Florida and all that other shit, North Cap, go all the way up, they still somewhere around that water. You know what I mean? Not just directly up the Midwest, so to speak, and Appalachian and all these other places is fucking terrible. Like, yo, they're still flooded out. They got certain places like Walmarts. Like, I seen a Walmart. They got water up to the roof in a Walmart in Asheville and all these other places. No, like right now. It happened like a few days ago, right? But it was that much water and rainfall that came down that those people are stuck. Now, what them people going to do in a few weeks? Because not only do they got to wait for the water to let up and subside and all that other shit, then they got to figure out what the damage is after that. Then they got to figure out a way to rebuild and help people. Now they got, right now, they trying to figure out how to get people that's trapped out. So what you think that's going to do during the election time? I'm talking about electric, you know, because you know they ain't got no power. But look, what you think that does when it comes down to it? When you hear reports of them saying, listen, North Carolina and Georgia can pretty much decide how this election is going to go. And I know a lot of people out here, y'all just excited that it may be a first black president. Woman president and all that other dumb shit. Like, I get it. I'm not mad at y'all for whatever y'all, you know, whatever it is, I'm not mad. I'm just saying, like, if y'all want to know how it's going to go from continue, just look at how it is now. Look at the late response. Look at it. And somebody going to tell me, yo, it ain't their fault. I don't know who fault it is, right? You could blame Mother Nature for the hurricane, or you could blame HARP. The way that it looked like HARP to me, and it didn't look like Mother Nature had nothing to do with that. But that's just me, you know what I'm saying? The rest of y'all could think about it differently. Y'all could say, yeah, a hurricane's supposed to, you know, survive on dry land like that. I thought that was tornadoes. You know, well, whatever. You know what I mean? I did go to public school, so, you know, I might not have it down. Like, but if any of y'all out there that know a little bit more and can understand the difference between the two, I mean, you know, let me know. But I figured that was tornadoes that happen on dry land. I didn't know that hurricanes, you know, but whatever. And either way it go, look at the damage that it's causing. Look at the uproar. Look how it's going to be thrown off. And y'all don't think there's something wrong with that? Look what happened. You know, I don't know. Maybe it's me. You know, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I just think that when you put two and two together, it get four. I can use a calculator real quick and figure it out. But I think two and two together give you four. And when you just do some thinking, critical thinking, that's all you got to do. You don't have to, you know, put it out there and blame people for it. All you got to do is think. And you look around and you can see, like, oh, wait a minute. Oh, God, yo, listen. And you know, people are really going through it because, okay, tie that together with the port thing. All of a sudden now they're about to go on strike. Look, what, 5 weeks before the election, they're going to take a week off, which means that government going to have to make a decision. Now, out of 40-something thousand people that work on the docks, they're going to have to make a decision. Either this administration is going to have to make a decision, or the new administration trying to come in is going to have to make a promise to them based on them coming off of the strike, saying, look, come off the strike. If I get in, I'm going to do this. So y'all know certain people going to keep their word because they don't have no choice, right? But then you know people that's already in power already is not doing what they're supposed to do. It shouldn't be a strike in the first place. The people asked for it already before they went to the strike. That's the one thing about a strike. A strike just don't happen. People just don't wake up the next day and say, yo, we're going to strike. They got to organize, which means that they follow the protocol. They go ask for it already. Like, yo, listen, fam, check this out. We're going through all this. We got this going on. This is going up. We need some more paper. They like, yo, nah, we ain't giving y'all nothing. I don't care. Y'all going to do more, but y'all ain't getting paid more. So they like, all right, bet. We got something for y'all. This is what we going to do. They didn't just wake up in the morning and say, yo, we not fucking with y'all. Nah, they've been telling these people in charge, look, we need this. What y'all going to do? They like, nah. So now people got to worry about Christmas. I guess that's the biggest thing because that's the only thing. And then if it's about meat, like, all right, bet. So what? People going to be mad because they ain't eating what kind of meat for a week? I bet you mad people got shit in their freezer right now just sitting in there that they ain't cooked. You know what I'm saying? It might hurt restaurants for a little bit, right? But then that goes another thing about you spending, right? It may not be the time for you to go to a few restaurants for a week, right? But that's on them. That's not on you. That's on them. And it's on you because it's your diet. It's your health that you got to be in charge of, not other people. So, like, what? It don't matter, you know. But like I said, at the end of the day, if they really cared or if the administration that y'all are sitting up here looking at trying to say what the first of something is versus looking at the policies and looking around and seeing what's going on, listen, yeah, your favorite holiday is about to be affected all because of, you know, the people that's in charge now that y'all arguing about putting back in charge. So there it is. Sometimes you don't have to go through a whole bunch of, I'm just going to do this because this is this. No, just go for what you feel like it's not. And if you feel like you don't want to vote for the orange man, you ain't got to do that either. Write your own name in the ballot if that's what you feel like. Right? You know you ain't going to win, but write your own name in the ballot. Or if you're not going to vote, I mean, look, that's not my business either. The point is, look around, y'all. It's things really being used against the average everyday people to sway their decision of certain things or to stop things from happening in order for you to receive certain things. Now, why would a person go that far to do that if it's not for a reason? I don't know. Y'all can keep continuing living in this whole thing and feel like it's not. Because, look, y'all got to tell me this if y'all don't tell me nothing else, right? There's no way that the people that are in charge are human. That's just how I feel. I don't feel like none of the people that are in charge or at the top or whatever are human beings. I know. Because there's so much shit that's happening to the people that it just don't make sense. It just don't make sense for as much stuff is happening. There's so many people out here at the sense of just being able to regain and keep power, that people are so power hungry that they don't care nothing about life. No regard to human life. So how they cannot be human. I'm sorry. I think a lot of these stories about people and things that existed a long time ago, they still do. And I feel like they're still walking around. I feel like they're still in charge. And I feel like it's a lot of evidence of it by the way things happening to people out here every day. Yo. I'm just saying. It's up to you to figure out that. Whether it is or not, but I just believe that, you know, stories that we've been told, things that have been wrote, and it's just not. They people, look, you know, like I said, thinking is something that a lot of people don't do, right? Because they just feel like, you know, as long as it's being told to them, they don't have to think. So I'm sorry that happens. Because, you know, you got to kind of look at it for a lot of things. Just take Puff's situation, for example, when it comes down to all this stuff. Like, how many years have Puff been a Democratic supporter where he been out here doing all kind of rallies and, you know, runs and events and all this vote or die and that he did. It's at least been 20 years or so. And this cat been campaigning and doing all this stuff for the Democratic Party. And then now he go out there and get in this situation where they throw a bell and he get denied by the very Democratic judges that he supported and, you know, raised money for and, you know, and got them in their seats that they in. I ain't saying he did it by himself, but, you know, if you think about the influence that Puff had before everybody, you know, outside of the industry didn't know his secrets like the people on the inside. But the people on the inside of the industry ain't buying the records. It's all of us out here and people out here. The people that they looking to influence is who buy the records and buy the concert tickets and all that other shit. So The people didn't know how Puff was getting down out here. So he had mad influence. Let's just really think about it. Puff had mad influence. So it was a lot of votes that was given because of the fact that Puff was out here campaigning for that. And then he denied him bail. The same people. So for those of y'all that are looking, y'all itching to get into these industries without having some type of ownership of your own products, like the music industry, y'all still looking for record deals? Okay. Okay. Because you got to think about it. These parties that Puff was throwing and all these things that are happening to people that they say the videotapes, besides these politicians and these people in high places that they say he got on them tapes, he got a lot of artists on them tapes. And a lot of them artists that they have are all artists that really be making these labels mad money. So it looked like a lot of these things were used to make sure that these people keep pumping and putting out and just taking whatever they could get versus it being a such thing as them owning their own. Because they knew with the world of streaming and digital stuff, a lot of these artists, okay, let's just put it to you like this. Imagine if Drake went independent. You know how many record labels or how many different subsidiaries and all these other people would lose money if he just decided, like, yo, I'm up off my contract, I'm good at that, I'm just gonna distribute my music on my own or create a system or some type of playlist. I can add the artists I want, put the music up there I want, everybody just go fuck with my, they would do that. DJZ too, he could set up a playlist just for DJs that they have access to when they could pull records on. Like, he has the power to do that. Imagine if he did that right now, like, for real. And we know he lost a little jump off with Kendrick. But we talking about his music and everything that he has an influence over. And then if y'all saying, like, nah, he done, all right, bet. Let's take Kendrick, for example, then. Now, what if Kendrick went independent? You know how many labels will lose money? You know how many executives will lose money? You know how many yachts be parked and booked? You know how much shit will happen if these people actually really went out there and did this shit on their own and they know they could? You know what I mean? So why you think these people don't? Like, who wouldn't give a person a third of their stuff when they the ones sitting up here 24 hours a day, damn near, in somebody's studio making these hits? You know how many songs people go through before they find out if it's a hit or not? You know, so, like, let's think about that. So I'm not sure exactly, you know, what more people think about when it comes down to ownership. Because, and then Hollywood, too. You know, they call the Puff the Black Harvey Weinstein. You know what I mean? And then they got the other cat, the other Weinstein cat that had the island. No, Epstein. Sorry, not Weinstein, but Epstein. So the Epstein, the Weinstein, and now the Combs. You know what I'm saying? But if you know about the Combs, he ain't the one. That means that it's a bunch of these other cats that ran in that circle with him that's just as guilty of doing the same things as he's did. So I'm going to tell y'all. Everybody that's chasing this glamour, that's chasing this thought process, or with their mindset, they think that they're going to be the ones that go in there and change the devil. Look, that's on y'all if y'all feel like y'all going to do that. But all I know is that it shouldn't be an actor in this world waiting on nobody to offer them no role. They shouldn't be waiting on nobody to give them no opportunity when they got a phone. They can go out there and create the content or create the stuff that they want. Build your shit scene by scene. Do a series. You might not be able to do a movie right now. Do a series. Because the series, from what I understand, you don't need a star for a series. You need a star for a movie. Right? Because ain't nobody gonna watch it for somebody that they don't recognize in the movie, except for Tubi. Now, Tubi movies get all these flacks, but look how many views these movies get because people be high and they just throw some shit on based on the cover and then it wound up being something decent. Right? So that's the thing about having, you know, but if you do a dope series, people can lock in, they'll do it. Think about TikTok. There've been women up there who, or not just women, but men too. They've been up there on TikTok just doing a series of a story of their life. They do a series. Some people got 80-something episodes to them just sitting up there talking like I am right now, but they telling their story that they went through, and they got series and stuff like that. And people tune in, and they be really into this shit. From a person just talking about the mistake that they made with somebody, maybe or maybe not. You know what I'm saying? And people be into it. So a series, you might have to shoot a series instead of shooting that. But have some skin in the game. Don't just go places looking that you need them. But if you go in there with the same level of, yo, I got, look, I got some weight with me. You know what I'm saying? I got, look, It's some shit that come with me that will benefit you. You're not just doing this for me. We work. This is a partnership. Then it'd be a lot different when y'all go to these Paramounts and these MGMs and you worried about whether you could get one of these big roles because you want to be in a franchise or something. If that's your goal, I don't know. But I'm just talking about whether it come to the music business, whether it come to – and then think about sports, even sports. Look at Ice Cube. Ice Cube created a whole league, the three-on-three, the big three, with three people on the team. You know, and they switch people out. They got in and out. Same amount of people that's on the regular basketball team, but then they got three people that come out at a time and they get busy. But that's a league where they making money. People go pay to go see the people out there. That's a league that's making money. Arena football, that's another league that's making money. And that's how a lot of people can get in on ownership. Right? You can get in on ownership early of these teams, but a lot of people won't jump into it because it's not so popular. But it's a way for people to get in and create the popularity around it. If you got people going to high school games and, you know, why wouldn't a bunch of people who like sports not go to a arena game or a 3-on-3? And they seeing some of their favorite NBA players playing against some of their best street ball players or whatever out here, or some people that was really dope in college that never really went to the NBA, or some people that was really dope in college, they went to the minor leagues and they played overseas and they over here. Either way it goes, competition and there's teams to be made. Think about that. And this ways that people could really get into the business and really make them some extra spare change. And at the same time, create a legacy. And at the same time, create something that they could pass down to further generations where your people are not going in debt by going to college, and they could go pick up a business trade and learn, you know, the ins and outs of certain things. And here's a career for you. I don't know. And I think it's a lot of things going on, right? But I think a lot of things that we can do as a group of people is to really pay attention to the way we think and just look around and stop being afraid to say to ourselves, like, yo, these people trying to play us, and it's okay. It's okay for you to know that, yo, some people out here trying to play you for real. So now that you know, what are you going to do about it, right? What are you going to do? Are you going to do something to change your situation, or are you going to just keep falling for the okey-doke? Either way it go, that's your choice. My choice is not to do that. My choice is to keep pushing and keep going and just allow the people who's supposed to be in my life to be there. For those that's not, let them do what they're supposed to do and be where they're supposed to be. But keep staying focused and keep, you know, drilling your purpose. Keep drilling your purpose. Because as long as you're in your purpose, I'm telling you, everybody supposed to be there, going to be there. Ain't nobody going to be complaining. Who going to complain? Because part of their purpose is being part of you. Look, I ain't gonna preach, because I know. It just seems like it. Sometimes I'm about to get into the pulpit style. I'm not going to do that. But I'm just saying, like, it's just common sense for a lot of things. Everything is not, you know, so complex as people try to make it out to be. But, you know, if you're going to not invest in yourself, then you can't be mad at those that do, you know. So I guess, you know, we're just going to leave it at that. But before I get out of here, man, I just want to say to y'all, thank y'all for those that jumped on tonight. I know my guests didn't show up tonight, which is fine. This is episode 101. I mean, it's 100 episodes, y'all. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, like, yo, literally, it's a means for celebration every show after this, because I only have up until December, and then boom, in January come, we go into season 3. I'll be on my 3rd season of the platform, and it's just continuing to grow. And technically, I'm booked all the way up until, you know, the second week of December, you know, and the last 2 weeks of December is based on holidays and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm just grateful and thankful for consistency, for the mindset of consistency, right? Because that's something that a lot of people are not born with. It's something that you got to learn. But even those that have it, you got to work on it. It don't come easy to be consistent, because there's a lot of things that are happening in the means of or in the way of your consistency to discourage you. So, yeah, I'm just thankful for the mindset to keep going. And I'm thankful to the people who do come on the platform, even when they do come. And, you know, if the people don't show up, it's fine, right? But the whole goal of it is to give people an outlet in order for them to get their stories out. So, you know, I guess tonight, my guest that was set to be on, tonight wasn't a night for them to get that story out with me, but I'm sure at some point, you know, they'll continue to keep growing in their business and stuff like that. Because it was going to be a really dope conversation because they had a really dope platform. And because of this show, I guess it's not up for me to go ahead and start breaking it down and telling y'all. But, yo, they got a really dope concept. And, man, it would have been so amazing to have this conversation and get this information out to y'all. So hopefully they double back. We can reschedule. It's going to have to be, you know, next year, though. But, hey, we'll see. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, I thank y'all, man. I thank y'all each and every week for y'all jumping on that y'all do jump on. And y'all rock with your boy. I appreciate all the people that comment on the clips that I put up on the different social media platforms, TikTok, Instagram, Fanbase, X, and Facebook. Thank y'all so much for the comments, the likes, the shares that y'all do give. The engagement is crazy. Thank y'all. I really do appreciate that. I promise y'all it does not go unnoticed because I tell you, you just don't know. You put this shit out here and you don't know, you know, but thank y'all. Right. Thank you all to everybody that's clicking the links in the description of the videos and also that click the links on the promotions that I put up on the various platforms. Thank y'all so much. Thank y'all to all of y'all that's been sharing the comedy content, too, the skits. Oh, man. Thank y'all. I meant to say this earlier. Like, yo, thank y'all so much, man. I've been really staying focused and constantly, you know, creating. I got so much content that I haven't released yet. That I'm going to release. I've been taking a break from releasing new content, just to give y'all a quick update, to concentrate on the content that I've already released, because I released a lot of content. And I really have to put the extra work in to make sure that y'all see this content, because they're not going to suggest it, right? So I got to keep putting in the work, sharing it in these groups, especially in Facebook. I got a bunch of groups where people are going to look for skits and comedy and stuff like that. They're going to look for it. People need to laugh. They know that their life is serious and they need a little break from thinking about it. So they go look for it and they've been finding me. And I thank y'all, right? Because like I tell you, you just try something. And then boom, you know, you just never know. If it affect one person, you did something great, yo. Word is born. So thank y'all to all y'all that's been checking out the comedy skit on the Collective Visions page on Facebook. Yeah, y'all been looking at the skits and the stuff in my stories. Thank y'all, man, for real. And y'all been reaching out, saying shit, and commenting on it. So thank y'all. Again, all right, so I'm out of here. Next week, we got guests set to come, and y'all know how it go. We're going to make it shake. And if not, we're going to have more to talk about because there's so much shit that happens throughout the week that we ain't got to worry about ever having a conversation, right? So for those of y'all that watch, y'all know the comments be wide open. Y'all can also jump in and join the conversation with me. But if not, y'all know how we do it, man. Y'all just keep going up here each and every week, and we're going to keep talking to the dope people, getting this information out here and being able to bridge the gap between knowing and not knowing, right? Because that's what it's about. So, again, until next week, y'all know what to do. Stay focused out there, hold it down, and never forget, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will. So, until we meet again, until we see again, until we speak again,